AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is planning to sit in on today's Supreme Court hearing on birthright citizenship. The order Trump signed on the first day of his second term declared that children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. Many experts say Trump's executive order to create a nationwide list of eligible voters and to restrict mail-in voting violates the Constitution. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
On Tuesday, President Donald Trump signed an executive order that calls on the Department of Homeland Security and the Social Security Administration to make a list of eligible voters from each state that could participate in a federal election. And the U.S. Postal Service would be barred from sending absentee ballots to those not on those lists. Arizona Secretary of State Adrian Fontes.
This really looks like the president is trying to pick his own voters. And that's a really, really disturbing development that we are seeing as these things continue to get pushed through.
Fontes says in his state, Arizona, more than 80% of voters cast ballots by mail.
The courts have repeatedly told this president that he does not have any constitutional authority to do things like this. And so he needs to just mind his own business, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm Donna Warder.
A Pakistani vessel carrying oil arrived at the southern port city of Karachi after transiting the Strait of Hormuz. A Karachi Port Trust spokesperson also said a second vessel reached the port via a different route. More Pakistani flagged ships are expected this month to deliver much-needed oil from Gulf countries. The Strait of Hormuz is a critical artery for global oil shipments. Pakistan is also seeking to help end the conflict between the U.S. and Iran by encouraging both sides to return to negotiations. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Tiger Woods says he is stepping away from golf to seek treatment 4 days after his vehicle crashed in Florida and he was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. In the NBA, Kevin Durant had 27 points to help the Rockets hold off the Knicks for a 111-94 win.
They got back into it, but we stayed poised that second quarter and was able to push the lead up. They cut to 10. We just kept pushing the lead up. We didn't let them get over the hump.
Baseball, Andrew Painter struck out 8 over 5 1/3 innings of one-run ball in his MLB debut for the Phillies. Yordan Alvarez homered for the second straight game in the Astros' 9-2 rout of the Red Sox. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he has no plans to scrap the Rooney Rule despite pressure from Florida's Attorney General. And in soccer, the United States men's national team dropped a friendly with Portugal 2-0.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.